Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love.
The Steel Drivers are a band of Nashville veterans who've been making their livings as session musicians, record producers, and staff songwriters for decades. Since 2007, they've been recording their own material and touring, and they'll be returning to Bloomington this month in a show at the Castle Theater October 15th. The Steel Drivers' music mixes up a lot of genres. You just heard a song from their first album, If It Hadn't Been for Love, which the British singer Adele has been performing in her live shows. She calls the Steel Drivers a brilliant blues, country, bluegrass, and swagger band. Fiddler vocalist and Steel Driver founding member Tammy Rogers likes that characterization.
Pretty much nailed it. I think that's a great description of the band. I mean, she kind of gets it. She got the whole, you know, all the different influences that come together for the band. So I love it that she said that.
Where did you come up with that name?
The Steel Drivers? I would like to take credit for it, but I can't. When the band first got together, we were tossing around names, and, you know, you got to call yourself something. Mike Henderson, one night we got together, and he said, how about the Steel Drivers? And he said, well, it came to me in a dream, so there you go.
Did he know what a steel driver?
Yeah, with the railroad, and the John Henry was a steel driving man. Yeah, he knew all those songs. But I think for him, the connection was, you know, we play on steel strings, and the music tends to be pretty hard-edged and driving. That was, I think, his connection to it, more than the railroad stuff, really.
You have been in a lot of different bands. Just about everybody in the Steel Drivers has worked in a variety of other parts of the Nashville music industry. What do you get to do in the Steel Drivers that you don't get to do in your other work in the music business?
Playing music that harkens back to the blues and bluegrass and Appalachian music that's not maybe as overtly commercial as a lot of the stuff that I've done since I've lived in Nashville, and that it's all original. You know, when you're doing recording sessions for a living, which I've done a lot of, or touring with other country acts, which I've also done a good bit of, you're typically helping to realize somebody else's musical vision, if you will. And that's what you get paid to do. You know, you want to make somebody's record sound the best it can, but you're also, you know, realizing that you're there to facilitate their vision. You know, I toured with Reba with my last country gig. You know, you're there to recreate what was on her recording or make her sound great every night, which she sounds great. She's awesome. But you know what I mean? So that, to me, is the biggest difference. I mean, being in a band like this, I mean, we set out early on doing all original music, and we've really stuck by that, for better or for worse. The big thing for me that I think we all bring to the Steel Drivers is having played so many different styles of music and for so many different people, you really develop kind of a respect for the material at hand. We take the songs that are initially the ones written by Mike and Chris, or now the ones that Gary and I are writing, and really try to come up with an arrangement that highlights the song, not just about, oh, listen to this really cool lick that I can play. It's really based on what seems to serve the song best.
I ain't seen no lipstick on your collar, no number written on a dollar bill. I can't help but wonder where you've been tonight, and I can't shake the way it makes me feel.
I wonder how you coordinate all your other day jobs in the industry with the activities of the Steel Drivers. I mean, can you set aside priority time for this band with all the other ways you have to be busy to make a living?
Oh, I definitely do. And some of that, I think, through the years kind of takes care of itself. I mean, typically we're traveling Thursday through Saturday, or maybe Friday through Sunday. So most of my weekdays, I'm pretty available to do sessions or songwriting, or I still teach one day a week at Belmont University, and that's usually on a Tuesday. So, I mean, it's a good bit of juggling, but it's just kind of what I'm used to, so I don't think a whole lot about it. I try to just take it a week or two at a time and not get too overwhelmed with, you know, looking 6 months ahead.
But you kind of reserve the weekends for the Steel Drivers?
Yeah, pretty much. And if I'm not, you know, out with the Steel Drivers, then I've, you know, I'm married and I have a daughter that just turned 13, so I like to hang out with them.
Is she a musician too?
She is. She's playing piano and guitar and singing. She's not necessarily enamored with bluegrass and Americana stuff yet, but she likes some of it. She likes the Steel Drivers, of course, and she loves Della May, some of that kind of modern bluegrass meets string band kind of music she likes. She'll probably get around to it. My husband plays electric guitar, so she hears a lot of that kind of stuff too.
You have plenty of virtuoso ammunition, and I think that's true of the rest of the Steel Drivers as well. How do you keep yourself from showing off?
Well, I think that's maturity. I mean, none of us are young guns anymore. I mean, we've all been doing this a long time, and, you know, going back to that phrase, playing what's right for the song, that we all approach it from that place. That's a mature kind of place. It's not about how many notes I can play or how fast I can play them. It's what I think is musically best for the tune.
One of the things about maturity is that you learn how to take care of yourself on the road. There's a lot of songs in the Steel Drivers repertoire about not taking care of yourself in a spectacular fashion.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, are those just reminiscences for you guys, or do you party it just as hard as you play when you're on the road?
Oh, you know, speaking for myself, that's definitely taking artistic license there. The payback these days is way harder than what it's worth to me. On certain days, you might have a different answer from some of the guys in the band, but I'm not going to tell any tales.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. And don't you cross your heart and let your hope die. Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies.
Drinking dark whiskey from the first Steel Drivers album. They've just released their fourth album called The Muscle Shoals Recordings. Muscle Shoals is a legendary studio where Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, The Rolling Stones, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, among others, all recorded. It's in Sheffield, Alabama, also the home of the Steel Drivers' current lead singer, Gary Nichols. Nichols is the only member of the quintet who doesn't live in Nashville. Tammy Rogers has been there for a long time, and she doesn't mind being described as a veteran of the country music industry.
I've been here and I've been blessed to work very consistently and very steadily for almost 25 years. I've lived through a lot of change and I think about it a lot because I'm working with young people now that are on the opposite end of that, you know, kids that are coming to Belmont that are wanting to have, you know, a career in music or wanting to become a professional musician. And I've seen it change a lot over those 25 years, and we're not done changing at all. I mean, we're still trying to sort out, I mean, the whole Taylor Swift thing in the news about pulling her music off, you know, Spotify and Pandora, that takes a lot of guts. She's got the money now and the power to be able to do that and make a lot of noise, but it's noise that needs to be made for songwriters. You know, I personally had a publishing deal for 8 years as well and got paid to write songs. But that whole industry has changed so drastically. The whole streaming thing, it's not even pennies anymore. I mean, it's like a thousandth of a penny or something for a play on a streaming service. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I don't really know what's going to turn that around for the actual business, you know, of the music. I mean, I know if I had to be dependent upon my songwriter's royalties, I'd be doing something else. On the other hand, it's giving a lot of opportunity for people who are willing to go out and tour and willing to build a fan base. It's kind of like things have reverted back to the way they were probably in the 20s and 30s, 40s, almost like do it yourself. You get out, you tour, you build a fan base, you make your records, you sell them, you go home. You know, the technology is there now that you can do a record for very little money. I'm not saying it's all bad. It's just different.
What can a young artist do to break through other than going on American Idol
right,
and getting their music out there? What do you tell your students at Belmont?
Try to get a web presence. Try to get, social media is huge and it's pretty much free. And then to try to get out and play in front of people any way you can. You know, if you can build up a local following and then branch out from there. And that's really how you got to do it, I think, is get out and play live and get out and play in front of people.
And you're confident that that in a post-digital world is still going to be something of value to fans and audience members?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I can see even with us, I mean, we're still going out and touring and we're going back to markets that we've played now, you know, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, and each time our audience has grown. I mean, we're going back to some markets now and we're selling 700 tickets. We're selling 900 tickets. Just us, not being part of a festival. And I think when you can build up that type of fan base and see it, and that starts really adding up.
We're very excited that you're going to be back in Bloomington. And I really appreciate you taking some time to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're looking forward to coming back too. Especially, we haven't kind of hit that region in a while. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if our fan base has continued to grow there. I hope so.
Tammy Rogers, one of the founding members of the band called the Steel Drivers, coming to the Castle Theater on Thursday, October 15th. The other members of the band are vocalist Gary Nichols, mandolinist Brent Truitt, banjo player Richard Bailey, and bassist Mike Fleming. The Steel Drivers' latest release is the Muscle Shoals Recordings. I'm Bruce Bergathon.